Tantor Audio presents Blood Shadows by Lindsay J. Pryor. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Chapter 1. Something was wrong. Partially shielded behind her umbrella, Caitlin watched Kane Malloy from across the street, her fingers loosely entwined in her colleague Morgan's as they feigned a lover's kiss goodnight. "We're going to lose him," she whispered into her earpiece. "If we don't move now, he's going to be gone."
"Hold your position," Max replied. "Not all exits are secure. We still have too many unmarked alleys behind those buildings."
Max had promised her he wouldn't interfere, had assured her it was her case, damn it. Since he'd realized it might actually happen, she might actually succeed, it had all changed. If she lost this one opportunity... "How much longer?" she asked.
8 minutes.
Caitlin's eyes narrowed on her target as he stood outside the club. Both of the honey trap girls with him were trying to outdo each other with suggestive body language so shameless, she was starting to question just how focused on the job they actually were. But if Kane was falling for it, he would have had them by now. Instead, he was stalling, using them as a shield to check out the street, and that meant one thing. The vampire was onto them.
"Max, I'm telling you."
"And I'm telling you to hang back, Parrish. You don't have enough backup."
Caitlin exhaled tersely. She glanced at Morgan, frowning down at her, before turning her attention back across the street. Caitlin Parrish knew everything possible for any human being to know about Kane Malloy. In the 6 years she'd been with the Vampire Control Unit, the latter four had been tracking him. But it wasn't only the countless unsubstantiated offences that frustrated her.